6 months in and the Trump administration, 12.5% through its term, still has many appointed political positions unfilled. Mallory Barg-Bowman is Vice President for Research and Evaluation at the Partnership for Public Service. She joined Tom Temin with a scorecard to date and explained why this is critically important.
Is it fair to say that the pace of nominations is picking up and that maybe he's almost caught up relative to his predecessors, President Trump, but now the Senate needs to confirm them, or what's going on?
I think, you know, it's fair to say, you know, as you did, that the pace is picking up. But in terms of catching up to his predecessors, I think we still have quite a ways to go. So, you know, right now we're at about the, you know, 6 month mark. You know, when we're in August, we'll be at the 200 day mark. You know, Trump has appointed at this point about 200 people, a little bit more than 200. If you compare this to his predecessors, specifically his most recent predecessors, you know, Obama and George W. Bush, Obama was at about, you know, 370, over 370 at this point, and George W. Bush was in the 330s. So he still has more than 100 individuals to nominate in order to catch up. But certainly that's something that can happen. And, you know, we encourage him to look at the agencies and really start looking at nominating teams of individuals instead of just focusing on onesies and twosies. It's really, you know, that's really the way to make progress here.
And we should point out that even if he was to get to that 370 or 400 level, that's only about a fourth of the open positions available to nominate.
That's exactly right. Well, and I should be clear about what I'm looking at here. The Partnership for Public Service has been tracking the 500, you know, a little more than 500, what we call key positions. These are top presidential nominated, Senate confirmed positions in the government. And these are essential positions. They're not all of the presidential appointed positions. Now, you know, of course, all of the positions don't require that type of process.
Okay, so yeah, so there's 500 that matter that are Senate confirmed, well, that matter the most, and Senate confirmed. We've got a couple. I mean, there was Michael Dorsen, for example, of Ohio, a professor well-known in the toxicology field, has been appointed to be the assistant administrator of the EPA for chemicals, and that's an area where there's a lot of change going because of a 2015 law in how the EPA is supposed to go about chemical safety evaluation. This person also has industry ties, and that's likely to cause a big fight on Capitol Hill. And that's the kind of thing we seem to be seeing, is that people just get maybe overly vetted.
Well, I don't know if people are being overly vetted, you know, and it's really, I would say, an issue with individuals. What I would say the biggest issue at this point from my perspective is really looking at the lack of nominees. That, you know, when you look at the State Department, for example, you have a number of ambassadors that are still vacant. When you look at, the Department of Agriculture, for example, you have Sonny Perdue as the secretary, but you really have nobody else. You know, the undersecretary for food safety, the undersecretary for food, nutrition, and consumer services, for research, education, and economics. These are really important positions that really need to be filled.
And we'll talk about the federal workforce and the effect this has on it in a minute. But maybe more fundamentally, this harms an administration's ability to get its own agenda forward, correct?
That's exactly right. And I think you hit the nail on the head there, Tom. So, you know, part of what political appointees do is they connect the executive office of the president with the career workforce at the agency and make sure that career workforce is implementing the agenda of the administration. Without those political appointees in place, you really don't have that connectivity. You know, it's a falsity that these agencies are empty. That's not the case. These agencies are actually being led by unbelievable career civil servants who know what they're doing, who have been doing this work for, in some cases, decades, who are really implementing very important things for our nation. What you don't have right now is that political leadership. So the administration doesn't have, you know, the influence or the relationship with a career workforce.
And I think one good example is, say, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, where the new Treasury policy is very different for that agency than what policy was under the Obama administration. But the old administrator is still in place, the old director, and he has been carrying out policies that the current Treasury Secretary disagrees with. And so you get a lot
of... right. And that's a perfect example of the type of things that you see. And, you know, this administration has proposed many bold moves, whether they're on the policy side or the management side. And what will happen is that you may see that misalignment. You also, though, you know, in cases of a lot of the management transformation, agencies needed to submit reorganization plans to OMB at the end of last month. And one of the things that really happened in those cases is you had the career workforce looking at it and saying, here's what needs to happen.
We're speaking with Mallory Barg-Bowman, Vice President for Research and Evaluation at the Partnership for Public Service. And now let's talk about the federal workforce. I think we started in on this, but they are just adrift in many areas and would really like to have political leadership, even if some of them don't agree with what it's doing. At least they have direction and some certainty of what they're supposed to do.
Well, you know, Tom and I, you and I have talked before about the importance of leadership. And, you know, the Partnership for Public Service, you know, works with Deloitte Federal Services every year to produce the best places to work in the federal government rankings. And what we do in those rankings is we look at data from over 400,000 employees who take a survey that's administered by OPM. And using the numbers there, we always look at what are the drivers of engagement? What makes federal employees come and bring their best self to work? And, you know, every year we find the same thing. We find that leadership fundamentally matters. And it's not, you know, just the political leadership there. It's important to note. It's also the career leadership. It's maybe your direct supervisor. But it really matters that employees feel heard, they feel listened to, they have direction, they have guidance, and, you know, they also have a way to contribute meaningfully to the mission of the agency. The second driver of engagement every year is what we call skills mission match. And what that really means is the ability of the individual to contribute to the mission of the agency.
And do you also have statistics at all on the rate of confirmation by the Senate once people are nominated for the Trump administration versus, say, the predecessors?
As President Trump has pointed out, it is slower at this point. You do see that his nominees are taking a longer period of time. But the real story is that there aren't nominees being put forth to confirm. You know, it would be easier, I would imagine, for the Senate to confirm a team of individuals rather than these one-off appointees. You know, that if you think about a sports team, for example, you know, my sons play baseball. You know, you have a catcher, you have a pitcher. You know, federal employees are the same way. You have a secretary, you have a chief operating officer, you have a chief information officer. This is a team that succeeds best when they can balance out each other's skills.
Mallory Barg-Bowman is Vice President for Research and Evaluation at the Partnership for Public Service. You can share this interview with colleagues at federalnewsradio.com/federaldrive. Just click Share with Friends.